Hello, Blake.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing quite well. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. My name is Paul. I'm the area manager. Tara wanted me to get on the line so that I can get you the details of the service, you know, how everything would work and everything that would be included. Of course, answer all of your questions. She does want me to also make this affordable for you. Being that it's a new company, you do qualify for that reduced pricing. Our new in business rate's actually the lowest rate that we offer to the public. Now, I know that Tara does a really good job of outlining at least the basics of some of our services. Did you have any questions, though, for me at this point?
No, I don't think so. I've tried to provide pictures or something.
Well, sure. I mean, there's not a website yet for the business, right?
Yeah, just for, like, the Google page, because I know.
Right.
You know, like, I've seen businesses.
Yeah, that's okay. I mean, that's a big step ahead of some businesses. I mean, having that Google Business profile is great for, well, I mean, it's like a digital business card. I mean, it's not on the first page and people have to actually kind of know the name of your business and be looking for you specifically for them to find it. And, you know, once you start getting word of mouth and people are recommending you, or if they see like the branding on your service vehicle or something like that and they want to look you up, that's going to help you out. But what this is going to do, it's going to take it to the next level. It's going to take that Google Business profile and anchor it to the first page for the keywords related to the services you provide. Of course, that means that people do not need to already know the name of your company, but as long as they're in your service area looking for keywords and search phrases and services that you provide, then your business pops up. And that's how most people do their search. They don't really often know who to call for some of the things that they need. And, you know, when you're on that first page for welding and fabrication and, you know, aluminum or steel fence repair, whatever they might be typing in, you'll get those phone calls. I was asking about the website because we do build websites for our clients that don't have one. And since it's really our job to make sure not just that you're on the first page, but that you're getting calls, we want to make sure that you do have a website. I'm going to request to see if we can include a website at no cost. Like I said, as a pricing director, it's my job to make this affordable here for you. Is it just you doing all the work, or do you have, like, a helper or even a crew?
Right now, I do not have, a specified helper, but if, like, the work entailed, I could hire one.
Okay, so you can get the help if you need to. And are you doing this just for residential customers, or are you taking on any, like, small or light commercial work, too?
I'd like to, but I haven't yet. No.
You haven't yet, but you can. I mean, you know, the best part about this, as I mentioned, is you get calls. You know, you're not going to be like getting a phone number. It's not a lead service. You're not getting a phone number that you have to chase down or follow up with or be in a bidding war with your competition. So we can target both residential and commercial clients, and that way you can get those phone calls, kind of pick and choose the jobs that are going to be most profitable for you. Tara says you'll actually go 2 or maybe even up to 3 hours for the right customer, right?
Yeah, if the work was proper.
So that, yeah, I mean, if it makes dollars, it makes sense. And we want to make sure that you're going to be found throughout your service area. So we don't draw a circle around you. We can go farther in any specific direction to get to a specific town or city that you want to make sure you're covering. You know, we can focus on specific cities, zip codes, even neighborhoods where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found. And, you know, like I said, it's a flat rate whether you do 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, big jobs or small residential or even commercial jobs. Now, this is going to include first page placement on Google and Bing. You'll have a Yelp listing, a Facebook page, Apple Maps, Siri on a smartphone, even Facebook paid ads. The new in business rate saves you quite a bit, actually just a tiny bit, over 50% off the normal cost. It saves you $300 a month. It brings the rate down from what would have otherwise normally been $599 a month to just $299, and that $299, like I said, is an exact amount. One thing Tara attacked was an Angie profile, and of course that is a lead-based service, very different than what we do. Have you had that service long enough to get leads or try to follow up with them? Do you know if that service is working for you?
I just recently got it, so okay. I've had like few leaves, but nothing to follow up with.
No. Gotcha. Okay. So, you know, something like Angie or Thumbtack, where you're getting a phone number and following up with that lead, that does not at all conflict with what we're doing here. Of course, with this, you just get more phone calls. And a lot of my clients do both, you know, because it's a good way to get more jobs coming your way. A lot of my clients, though, do tell me that they do prefer to get calls directly to them. Sometimes with the lead service, it's hard just to get somebody on the phone, especially when a couple of your competitors get that exact same lead. So, like I said, with every call that you get, it's going to be someone who will have almost always taken a moment to look at your website. They will see your business on the first page. They'll see your phone number. They'll see your website. Usually, they'll look at all of that before they decide to call you. Of course, you'll never be the only company that pops up on the first page, Blake, but when they decide to call you, it's because they saw something on the website that they liked. They're calling because they're hoping you're available, hoping your price is fair. Do you have photos of some of the work that you've done, maybe like before and after photos, that kind of thing?
Yeah, I've already made, like I drew up a whole website, just kind of how I wanted it to look, and then I have like a collection of a bunch of, kind of like Instagram, you know, how you swipe through, like his posts, kind of like that, you swipe through, like all the...
For a very young company, you've got a lot of the right tools in place, or at least in the works. So, yeah, we'll definitely want to use the photos that you have. Now, I did, about a minute or two ago, actually get that approval for the website upgrade. So we can include not just like a one-page landing page, but an actual fully customized website, multiple pages, multiple tabs, of course, give us the opportunity to really go into as much detail as you would want us to for even every service that you provide and put photos on there as well. Now, not only is the initial construction of the site included, Blake, the hosting, the maintenance, the updating of the website's included as well. In fact, everything's included. There's no hidden taxes. There's no hidden fees. You're not paying per click, call, or job, or a percentage of your profit. So it's just kind of, you know, simple, straightforward pricing. And while that new in business rate is kind of a promotional rate for a young company, it's not an introductory rate. It's not going to balloon up on you later on. It's just designed to make it and keep it affordable for young companies, because we know that your success is our success, and if we can make it affordable enough for you to give it the opportunity to work, you will see the results that you're looking for. And like most of our clients, you'll want to keep the service long term, not because you're under contract. Like I said, it's month to month, but because the service is working. As long as your phone is ringing, as long as you're talking to the people that want to hire you and doing those jobs, I know you're going to want to keep the service. Now, did you have any questions for me before we get that set up for your business?
So you're saying it's $300 for the website and then the listing, and you said a Facebook page?
Correct, and for Facebook paid ads as well. So all the different destinations and directories that will get indexed when someone does a keyword search. So, in fact, that's what's going to put you ahead of your competitors. Whether it's known to the public like Yelp or Facebook or Apple Maps, Siri, or unknown, we will create that content. And just like the website, it talks about your company, your services, your service area, etc. So website's included. And then, of course, the Facebook ads. So a paid social media campaign on Facebook, that, of course, works a little bit differently. Of course, when someone goes on Google or Bing, they're looking for someone to call. They're typing in something to search for. But when they do that type of search, when they go on their Facebook page, they're called retargeting ads. So your ads will run, and people who we already know are in your service area looking for someone who does what you do, they'll see the website that we build. They'll see your website. They'll be reminded that they are still trying to find someone to call, and, of course, that they should be calling you. It's just another great way to get your name out there, your website in front of more people, and, of course, get more calls coming directly to you.
Okay. Can I get a contact so I can call you back later? Because I got to drive home real quick, and then I'll be, like, in a place to set it all up.
So, yeah, let me send out my contact information. When you say you need to drive home real quick, are you saying that you don't have... Well, because most of this is going to happen on a follow-up call. So, like, we don't need you to start emailing us photos or anything like that just yet. We do what's called a client interview, and it's exactly like it sounds. It would be a follow-up call for a little later on when you're more available. You don't have to even be in front of a computer. You could even be driving or working, as long as you can answer some off the top of your head questions about your business. But we will want to know things like, you know, anything like a mission statement, motto, slogan, or tagline if you've got one, and what's unique about your business. You want us to stay knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, etc. And of course, we'll want to get into great detail about all of the services you want to provide, and of course, where you want to be found for those services. So that would be a follow-up call, and it would really only require about 5 or 10 minutes of your time right now for me to get everything set up, unless you don't have that form of payment on you, and then of course, I'd have to call you back.
Okay. Yeah, I can get it done right now. Do you have a website I can look into real quick?
Oh, yeah, of course. Let me send you that, first of all, real quick. So, I mean, obviously, we're not Google. I mean, if anyone tells you they're Google, they're telling stories. Google does call businesses directly, but you basically have to be a regional or nationwide chain. You have to have at least 100 individual locations or more for Google to call you directly. But they started a partnership program about 10 and a half years ago. We were one of the very first companies to become a Google partner. We are Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website. I'm sending you right now a link directly to the pricing page. You can, of course, navigate the rest of the website from there, but this is LocalSplash.com/pricing. It's an SMS through the computer, but it does work just like a text message. So you should have gotten that on your phone. If you can, maybe put me on speakerphone and open that up. At the top of it, it says, take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Blake, are you able to see that?
Yeah, I'm on right now.
Sure. Okay. So like I said, you're going to be able to track your success, 24/7 access. We call it your client dashboard. Not only can you track how many calls you're getting and where the calls are coming from, you can print out invoices for tax purposes. You can respond to any reviews that you have online. You'll also have access to a website editor tool. So if you want to be hands-on with your website and make changes, make updates, put in photos, you can do that too. And of course, if you want us to just make those changes, just email us the photos and request those changes. Either way, there's never any additional cost for it. Now, obviously, 21 years of experience. Like I mentioned, I'll be with the company 13 years on April 17th, so like 2 weeks from now. 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. So our clients like the service and they keep it. You can see that blue-tinted photo outlines a few of the things you do early on, and right underneath it, it says Google Ads Partner. Blake, if you want to go ahead and click on that box that says Google Premier Partner, that's our badge of authenticity. It's provided to us directly by Google, and if you click on it, it does go to Google's website, google.com, in this case, /partner. But right on Google's website, you can see that Local Splash is a Google partner, and that ensures your success. No one can get you better or faster results than a Google partner. Of course, we get our training and our updates directly from Google. We work with live people, not AI, so everything is streamlined. Now, if you go back to the link that I sent out to you, kind of skip past the top three. Those are packages we offer, but they do have like Google pay-per-click ads, which are a little bit more expensive. You'd be looking at the platinum package. So although it's $299, it's not the essential package. It's just reduced pricing, 50% off the platinum package. Everything on that platinum package, with the one exception of the optimized landing page, and that's simply because I got that upgraded to a custom website. Now, instead of $5.99 a month, it would be $2.99. I know that you're a young company and that Angie's comes with an expense as well. It is also Friday, so my supervisor is in a pretty good mood. And as a senior pricing director with almost 13 years with the company, I want to waive that $299 setup fee entirely. You can see all of our packages, even the essential package, would normally have a setup fee. And that's to cover all of the content we have to create, any NAPW audit, which is name, address, phone number, website, to make sure any online content is accurate already, and to fix it if it's not, and also for our client interview. But I'm going to go ahead and waive that setup fee. So you're saving $599 in your first month alone. It's almost like getting the first month for free just for the normal cost of that setup fee. But it's actually better than that, Blake, because next month it's not $5.99. In fact, never at any point in the future will it be a penny more than $299. That's an exact amount and a fixed rate.
Okay.
Oh, I did right, want to.
So,
oh, go ahead.
Yeah. So if I paid the $299 today, where would we go from there?
So we would take a look at that client interview calendar, schedule out that follow-up call. We typically do client interviews first day, second day, third day. Within the first 5 to 7 days, that's when you'll have full access to your client dashboard, because that's when everything will already be created and submitted and for something for us to track. Now, they do want us to say 7 to 14 days to build out your website and get your Facebook ads up and running. The Facebook ads are really just waiting for that website. So as long as you can send us photos in that first 7 days, that website should be up and running in that first 7 to 10 days. And then the Facebook ads are attached to it already. So you're already going to start getting those phone calls from people seeing you on their Facebook page. 45 days, 60 days, that's when everything's firing on all cylinders. So the first month is good, second month is better. You'll be on the first page for all of your keywords and search phrases throughout your service area. And whether it's 60 days, 6 months, 6 years, no matter how long you keep the service, we'll continue to provide reporting, tracking, support, etc. So the next step would be to pull up that client interview calendar. Would you be available for like a half hour, well, maybe even up to an hour phone call later on today?
Later on today? Yeah, I could probably manage that.
Is the business, is that your last name? I never
yes.
do want to assume, but that is your last name, Wolfo, and then it's with the apostrophe S, welding and fabrication, and in this case, A&D is spelled out, right? Not the ampersand, not the symbol for the word and?
For, yeah, it's just spelled out. It should be
between welding and fabrication. And then I did actually see on the Angie profile that Sarah attached the 502 Calhoun Drive, but like that's probably a residence, right? Like nobody ever goes there. You're service-based, meaning customers don't go to you. I mean, obviously you have to go to them to perform the work, but nobody comes to you beforehand, right?
No, not so far, but they can. It just
okay.
depends on the work you need, because like I work out of my garage as well.
Sure.
So.
Yeah, that's kind of what Google expects. Most service-based businesses are kind of run out of the home, run out of the truck, or in your case, you do some fabrication in your garage and then bring it back to the customer. Tara didn't get an email address from you. The email serves a couple of purposes. I mean, obviously for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, we do email things out to you. The website will also have a contact form on it. Now, most of the time, Blake, you're simply going to get calls directly to you. Everything has the click-to-call feature. Customers will call you directly, but there's also a contact form. So both residential and commercial clients can fill that out, tell you where they're located, what they want to have done, when they want you to come out. When they fill out that form, you'll get a text message as well as an email. Now, just to be completely transparent and clear here, whether you are getting calls directly or if they're contacting you through your website, you're not paying extra for that. It's still that flat rate. Anything they type into that form will also populate on your client dashboard, your tracking and reporting. Now, as far as the email goes, if it's a business email, we put it right on the website. People can see it. If it's a personal email, it attaches to the contact form just the same, but it would not appear physically on the website. What is a good email address then, either for you or for the business itself?
As for me, it would be bwbomber@gmail.com.
At Gmail. And you said that was BW, and then was it B-O-M, like Michael, or N, like Nick?
M, like Michael.
And then was it E-R? E, like Edward,
yes,
R, like Romeo? Okay, yeah, just it's kind of like a distorted echo, almost a muffle in the background there. So definitely a personal email, which is totally fine. Like I said, we just won't put it physically on that website for people to see. I did want to do one other thing, and that's just to add a little bit of extra protection here on your account, another layer of security. So, Blake, if anyone were to call us and tell us that they are associated with your business, even if it's you, we might from time to time ask you to verify the answer to the security question. But it's really for your protection. If you get calls from someone saying they're Google, or even if they say they're local Splash, they would know the question and the answer unprompted. And if they can't give that information to you basically right away, then you shouldn't speak with them. If anyone does call you and tell you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, for sure that wouldn't be us. They wouldn't know that information. You would not want to entertain that phone call. Your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your pet name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
You could do it the city I was born in.
City you were born in. And then what is the answer?
Austin, Texas.
Austin. Okay, I got to type it in twice, but you are all set and squared away there. And like I said, with the reduced pricing, the website included, with me actually waiving that initial setup fee, it is just the $2.99 out the door. Blake, how did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover? What works best for you, sir?
I'll do debit card.
And is it your name on that card, first and last, any middle initial, or the business name?
It's just my name.
No middle initial. And is that a MasterCard or a Visa?
It's a Visa.
Visa. That should start with a 4. All Visa cards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
All right. 4157.
Mm-hmm.
6977.
Yes, sir.
2972.
Okay.
6089.
And then the expiration month and year?
0531.
05 of 2031. And then the last three digits on the back of the card.
635.
625, 625.
635, my bad.
Oh, 635. That's okay. Like I said, there's just kind of an echo. So 635, 635, and then you said that was May or 05 of 2031. Blake, was the card itself 4157, 6977, 2972, 6089?
Yes, sir.
And that home address of 502 Calhoun Drive, 76567?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. So in about a minute or so here, you're going to receive a welcome email. That's kind of our confirmation email. It does have our client support information on it, but if you have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Okay, I'm ready.
So that toll-free is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, 877-635-6225. Blake, it is simply option 1 or extension 1 for client support.
Okay, and that's just like if I need help?
Yeah, if you have any questions or if we reach out to you and you don't get the call, then that would be the number to call back. You can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time. You can, of course, email 24/7. If you email the support team, they'll follow up with you that same business day. Unless they get the email either after hours or maybe even very late in the day, in which case they will follow up with you the following business day. Now, you'll get all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. Now, there is going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. And, Blake, that's going to be everything in writing that I'm just about to go over right now on the call. It takes about 4 minutes. It's called a voice verification. We are required to do it because we are a Google partner, and it does get recorded through the computer and attached to your account as an added form of protection for you. It is recorded, but you can stop me if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It's actually the pretty straightforward. I do have it pulled up, and it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Blake. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Welples Welding and Fabrication.
And that is exactly how I have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Blake Welfel, owner.
And then, Blake, as the owner of Welfel's Welding and Fabrication, you are, of course, then authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes, sir.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you did just provide, that card in your name, of course, you are an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yes, sir.
Of course, of course. Now, it does say to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign. And that's simply because it is our job to make sure that the people in your area can, in fact, contact you. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Blake, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And as long as you answer the phone, you're going to do well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Like I said, we are already aware of Angie, and there's no conflict there. There's a couple of reasons why we're asking. I mean, first of all, with all the content we'll be creating for your business, we sure wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or even more important, I did mention that NAPW audit. We are going to make sure all of your information online is accurate. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, but of course you won't need to. If you decide, though, to hire someone who might create online content, we hope that you would at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Blake, that's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Perfect. We do that NAPW audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along that you're aware of, just let us know. Now, as part of the verification process, creating online content, it is essential that we do receive certain documents, required or otherwise, in a timely manner. It might include things like photos of tools and equipment, photos of your work vehicle, a photo of business card or anything like that. Is the business itself licensed and or insured?
No, not at the moment.
That's okay.
I do have a... Okay.
It doesn't have to be everything. You're actually going to get an email, too. In addition to the welcome email and the one for the initial invoice, you'll receive one that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. It doesn't have to be everything on that list, but anything you send our way does help us just to reassure Google that you're a real company, that you provide these services in that area. So we kindly ask that you submit those documents within the first 7 days. As failure to provide those documents might result in delays in your account. So would you agree to submit that information within the first 7 days?
Yes.
Perfect. That helps us to get things moving along smoothly. Now, with the reduction in the cost, with the setup fee waived, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that one-time setup fee, which I'm actually going to go ahead and waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 3rd of April, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299. And that $299 non-refundable amount is both a fixed rate and a flat rate. So like I said, it's not going to ever go up on you, and it's all inclusive. There's no hidden taxes. There's no hidden fees. There's no lead fees. Of course, the calls come directly to you. Now, this does include content on Google, Bing, all of the additional relevant directories, Siri on a smartphone, Facebook ads as well. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the third of the month, and that same exact reduced rate of $299, once again, that rate will never go up on you. Now, of course, with any form of advertising, we want you to give it the chance to really set the best return on your investment. Like I said, that first month is good. The second month is even better. Now, you may, of course, discontinue your agreement at any time for any reason, no questions asked. You can also pause it. If you get more work than you can take on and need to go on vacation, you can pause the service even seasonally. If you cancel your account within the first 90 days, an early termination fee applies. And all that we would request here, Blake, is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date to prevent that next month's charge. And that's just because we're closed on the weekend, just Monday through Friday here. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Let me go ahead and get everything set up here, and I'm going to pull up that client interview calendar. And let me see here, because I know they said they're going to see if they can squeeze some in. If Monday works better for you, I know that calendar is wide open for Monday, and we have to ask for availability at this point because they're fairly well booked out for the rest of the day, but we might be able to do one maybe around 3, 4, maybe as late as, well, not 3 o'clock, 4 or 5 o'clock we could probably do. Would that work out for you if I can get one of those spots available, or you just want to have a shoot for Monday?
We can just do Monday. That'll work.
Okay. Let me just pull up Monday then, because like I said, I know that we just got a message sent out to us that we can squeeze something in here, but that we are fairly well booked out for the rest of the day. Now, the client interviews are done. They're blocked out by hour, but you know, the call typically takes about 25, 30 minutes. Now, if I am in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on that call as well, just in the very beginning to answer the quick questions that you might have and hand it over to the client interview technician. But they're all pretty pretty straightforward. Let me just put you on a really brief hold here. I'm not sure why, but I'm having difficulty pulling up that client interview calendar. So I'm still here, but I'm just going to try to knock that out real quick and find out why I can't get that to pull up here for you. One second.
All right.
Okay, so let's see, we've got something in the afternoon here. There's a 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 o'clock on Monday. Which of those would work better for you?
Let's go with the 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock, okay. 1 o'clock it is. I'll get you out a calendar invite. You will also receive a reminder email an hour prior. Now, let me just make sure that I can get you out that the invoice as well, because there's a couple of things that I want to walk you through if you've got a moment here. It's really quick, but we're making sure, first of all, that we're going to be reducing the cost of the service. My system's a little slow, and I apologize for that. It was working earlier, but it seems like once we came back from lunch, everything kind of slowed down. I do the same thing, especially after a big lunch, but I just drink some coffee. I wish there was a farm where I could pour some caffeine into this thing or something, but that would probably just make things a lot worse. So are you going to be like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday, Sunday? When did you want to be found online?
I'd go Monday through Saturday.
Monday through Saturday, and is that going to be like 7 to 7, 8 to 5?
We can go
8 to 6.
8 to 6. So Monday through Saturday, closed completely on Sunday, but Monday through Saturday, 8 to 6.
Yes, sir. And I can change that if I need to.
Of course. Yeah, you absolutely can. And then at this point, are you taking anything other than cash and check, anything like Venmo, PayPal, Cash App?
I would say Cash App.
Cash App? Okay. Yeah. So you're also taking cash and check?
Yes, sir.
What about credit card?
Credit cards? No.
No. So cash, check, and Cash App at this point.
Yes, sir.
All right, perfect. So I'm refreshing my system right now just to see what emails have been sent out. Our emails get sent out in bulk every couple of minutes, so they don't get sent out when I request them. They get sent out, but our automated system is sending you out those emails. Typically, the one that you'll see first is the Local Splash initial invoice email, so give it just a second here. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there.
Okay.
Have you received that one? It's also going to generate a text message, so if you see it generating that text, then you can click on that also.
No, I'm still waiting on it.
Okay. Yeah, it should get to you in just about a minute or so here.
Okay.
Are there any specific cities that you definitely want to be found, or any even close to home that you don't want to be found from or getting phone calls from?
Probably around College Station, all those towns.
Okay.
Around Hutto, Round Rock, Louisville, George County. Austin.
Got it. All those. Perfect. Would you go a little farther for a specific type of work, or just like a bigger job in general?
Yeah, just a bigger job in general.
Okay. Got it. And no real preferences to the type of work, as long as it's something that you want to be found for, and you offer quite a lot. You do ornamental fabrication too, as well, right?
That's like yard decorations or what?
Yeah, something like that.
Yes, sir, I do.
You do? Okay. I want to say pinwheels or like wind, not chimes, but like the stuff that the wind blows around, or just like sort of sculpture. I know those are pretty popular. And then, of course, everything else, stairs, railings, fences, you do replacement. You also do repairs, right?
Yes, sir.
So you're not opposed to smaller jobs. I like that, because you're going to get a steady stream of calls. So I do see in my system all three emails have either been sent or they are in process. So the one that says welcome to Local Splash, you have not gotten that yet, or at least not at this moment, but you did get the one that says Local Splash initial invoice. That's actually the one I'd like you to open up here real quick. If you open up. Okay. So, of course, it's going to say towards the bottom, please click here to accept the subscription terms, towards the bottom of the body of it, not where you get to the graphic. But do you see those two words, click here?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Click on those two words. It'll take you hyperlink to our terms of experience, everything we just went over in the voice verification. Starts out as a blue field, at least on my screen it does, and you can scroll through that. Obviously, Google is going to be our main focus. Like I said, Bing, the website, Facebook ads. You can see those three boxes. We do want you to click all of them. One that you're going to let us send you SMS or text messages. One that you authorize that you're the holder and signer of the card. And the other that you acknowledge that payments are automatic. But once you've got all three of those boxes, click on the longer box, the one that says click here, and type in your name. You can copy and paste. And it really, I think it only cares about the first initial being capitalized, but if you want to just go ahead and capitalize the B and the W, once you've got your first and last name, hit the confirm signature box. Blake, that does a couple of things. It lets us know that you know that it's a flat rate, that we're including the website. It does let us do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's out there is accurate, and to fix it if it's not. Looks like you were successful in submitting that. You do not need to go that next step, which would be to log into your tracking system. Our system thinks that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it, neither of which is really true. We do need to do your client interview first for there to be something to track. You can, though, find your login credentials on the welcome email, which I do see has already been sent. Your username is fixed in our system, but we've made it easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. So it's your phone number, area code included, but just numbers, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So your username is 512-966-9211. Your default password is fun online, all lowercase, no space, F-U-N-O-N-L-I-N-E. You can change that default password at any time as often as you like. But other than that, you're all set and squared away here. I do hope I am in between phone calls when our technician calls you on Monday. I'm excited to get that going for you. Of course, we're looking forward to getting your phone ringing and earning your business. On a personal note, I just want to thank you for your patience in taking the call. Thank you for your kindness as well. You even made me laugh a couple of times, and I appreciate that, especially after the end of a long day or towards the end of a long day and certainly towards the end of a long week. As you might imagine, I don't always get all of that on every call. In fact, sometimes I get none of that, but it's always nice to speak with someone who has been respectful of my time, as I hope I have been of theirs, and you have definitely been very respectful, Blake, and I appreciate that. But you take care. You have a great rest of the day. You enjoy the weekend.
All right. Well, I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Take care. Have a good one.
All right.
Bye now.